from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Philip Pance is reporting for the Times Union that at least a dozen residents in Chatham earlier this week discovered white supremacist literature in their yards, apparently left there by a group calling itself White Lives Matter New York. The flyers called for activists in a struggle against white racism and one promoting a documentary called, and I quote, Europa, the Last Battle, end quote. The items in sandwich bags and weighted down with dry beans were thrown from cars, according to residents. At the same time, residents in Rosendale and New Plants also reported on social media that they had been flyered by White Lives Matter New York. One flyer found in a mailbox in Rosendale read, and I quote, White New Yorkers take notice. The WLM New York Colonial Guard is here to stand for you. Are you ready to join them in activism and earn your patch? End quote. White Lives Matter describes itself as, and I quote, dedicated to the promotion of the white race and taking positive action as a united voice against issues facing our race, end quote. The Southern Poverty Law Center defines the group as an extremist neo-Nazi movement. It is decentralized with local cells across the United States and arose in response to Black Lives Matter. In December of 2021 and January of this year, WLM stickers and flyers were reported in several locations around Columbia and Greene counties, according to Hate Watch Report, an online clearinghouse for racist propaganda in the region. The group also held a rally in Woodstock in February, where about a dozen white supremacists turned up on the village green. And on the same day in May, when a mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket put a renewed focus on replacement theory, White Lives Matter hung a banner above Interstate 90 in Chatham. Village Mayor John Howe said the police department first received two or three reports about the flyers, but eventually found, and I quote, close to 20, end quote, in the village. Howe said, and I quote, we'd like to identify who these people are. It is not considered criminal at this time, but it's troubling to say the least. We don't want this to turn into something more than what it is, end quote. Those with information are asked to contact the Village Police Department at 518-392-3451 or the Village Clerk at 518-392-5821, extension 2. Read the full story in the Times Union. Robin K. Cooper is reporting for Albany Business Review. The former Lighthouse Marina in Carryville on Copeg Lake has been purchased by John Urban and his family. They have plans to reopen an on-site bar restaurant. John Barbato, who represents the seller Dominic Sinesi, said Urban and his investment partners bought the 1.6-acre boat club for $2.3 million, including $700,000 for the business. The transaction was completed September 21st, and the details became public after the deed was filed with the county clerk's office last week. To keep the marina business running, the Urban Group partnered with Nicholas Marine of Albany to manage the boat service, repairs, and winter storage business. In the past, the marina has rented its 48 boat slips seasonally. At a rate of $2,500 apiece. The marina name has been changed to Mickey's Marina, a tribute to former Copeg Lake area businessman and seaplane operator Michael Brownstein, who died in 2013. In addition to reopening the restaurant and bar, the new owners will generate revenue renting out a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment on the property called the Captain's Quarters. The Urban family is originally from the Poughkeepsie area and has lived in the Copeg community for 30 years. They also own the Copeg Country Club. The group plans to take some time to come up with a business plan. They have not yet picked a theme for the restaurant or decided whether it will operate seasonally or year-round. And you can read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The old Quarry Steakhouse is a thing of the past. Demolition crews last week tore down the once landmark restaurant and banquet hall on Route 26 in Climax, which had been abandoned since a suspicious fire destroyed the building in August 2019. After a report from the Coxsackie Code Enforcement Department cited the unsafe condition of the building, the town board voted to have it razed. Property owner Joseph Pascolone was invited to the hearing on July 12th, but declined to appear. The following day, the town issued a request for proposal for the demolition, cleanup, and leveling of the site. The job went to Provincial Contractor Services of Castleton for $32,000. By October 2nd, the building was completely leveled and only a dumpster, some debris, and a piece of heavy equipment remained on the site. JEH Properties 1, with an address in White Plains, is the legal owner of the property, according to tax and deed records. But Pascolone was previously publicly identified as the owner behind JEH. Earlier this year, the property made Greene County's list of delinquent tax foreclosures and could have been auctioned at the county's October 10th foreclosure auction. Attorney Maria LaRosa, Director of Taxes for Greene County's Treasurer's Office, said, and I quote, "However, the property owner has filed bankruptcy, which automatically stays any legal action against the property owner and their property," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website, WGXC.org, for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.